this is our Monday Morning Conversation. It's a Main Street Monday, and today we've got Jennifer Turkowitz representing Tomahawk Main Street and Alicia Krutke talking all things Tomahawk Historical Society. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, first and foremost, Jen, how are things in downtown Tomahawk going?
They're going well, and we are kicking off the year. I mean, we've been in it, but, man, we are starting to roll out our events now, and we're off and running. Here we go. We're excited. Spring is kind of almost thinking about being here, and I should be quiet and tap some wood because I'm sure now we'll get about 14 inches of snow. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Now that I've said that, but, no, it's busy but good. We love it.
That's great, and I know you guys have a lot of stuff planned for this month, and looking ahead to April, and then before we know it, the fall ride. So we'll get into some of that stuff, Jennifer, as we continue with our program here this morning. But first, we want to talk about the Ghost Walk, which is coming up on Friday. Jen, tell us a little bit about what you guys got going on for your Ghost Walk.
Yeah, so we're really excited. This is going to be the first time we're doing this event. So you may be familiar with the Tomahawk. That is, in the summer, we do the historical walk up and down Main Street, and we learn about some of the history of our downtown and the buildings and some of the stores that have come and gone. We decided to shake it up a little bit. So Alicia was wonderful. She went out on Facebook and was like, hey, does anybody know any ghost stories for Tomahawk? And man, did the people get back to us. They gave us some amazing stories. So we're going to take the Tomahawk to a new level. We're going to do the Ghost Walk. We're doing it here on Friday the 13th. So we'll walk up and down Main Street, visit some of our buildings, hear some of the ghost stories that have been shared with Alicia.
So Alicia, can you spill the beans a little bit and tell us about some of these Ghost Walk stories that you heard about?
So there's been a lot of sightings, especially at the Bowling Alley, Corner Pub, Standard Mercantile, Walker's General Store.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Sideways. So we have a lot of fun stories and some history to back some of it up, too.
So you got some people that called in, and then as a member of the Historical Society, Allie, did you have to do some research then?
Altogether, we did some research, and thankfully, we were able to find quite a bit.
Yes, Papadella has been amazing. She has been digging through the files as well, and Wynn has jumped on board, too, with this. So there's a lot of great stuff we're going to be able to share come Friday.
Mm-hmm. And it is historic downtown Tomahawk. And, you know, with the history behind the downtown Tomahawk area, it's not surprising that there is maybe some ghosts down there, right?
Oh, definitely.
That's a for sure. Being on the Bradley Bank alone, Mr. Bradley, he is definitely there. he lets us know he's still there hanging around, so...
So, Jen, along with the Ghost Walk, let's get into a little bit more of the details, how that's going to go on Friday.
Yeah, so perfect. So our tickets are going to go on sale right on Friday. We're just going to have you go ahead and come join us beginning about 4:30 at the Main Street office. Just come on over, meet with us. We'll get you your ticket and your passport. You'll get a passport for the evening. And then about 5 o'clock, we're going to start our walk. And we'll hit our stops, and so we're just gonna walk and stop in each of those places. We're gonna hear the stories, the history, and then what's gonna be super fun is I know Strikers is our second to last stop, so there's actually a lot of folks who heard what we were doing, know stories from Strikers, and actually asked if it was okay if they came that night and sat at Strikers and told us their stories, and we said absolutely. But the really fun part then is we are gonna go ahead and we're gonna end at Sideways. And we're going to have ghost stories around the campfire. So anybody who has more stories that maybe they didn't reach out before with them, or maybe they just have stories of their own personal experience that they want to share with people, we're going to be on the back patio at Sideways telling those ghost stories.
So, Allie, there's going to be, as you mentioned, there's been some talks and some sightings, so to speak, of some ghosts and ghost stories in downtown Tomahawk. You'll be obviously a part of that, and then maybe share some of the stories that you've heard at each particular business?
Yes, definitely. If the people can't be there to share themselves, I have permission to share all their stories for them. So we have a lot of stories to spread around, and can't wait for all the news stories, too.
Do you guys have a certain time frame at each spot, Jennifer, or is it kind of just going to just go with the flow type of thing?
We kind of have it plotted out. We know our first couple of stops, we're figuring probably about 20, 25-minute stops. That's going to give, you know, the opportunity for the owners to tell their stories, tell a little bit about their current business, and then we'll go into the history of the building and then go into those stories. We do know, like I said, a lot of folks wanted at Strikers have stories to tell, so we gave them a little bit more time because we knew for sure there were several patrons who wanted to share their stories on site.
Sure.
And then, like, so we figure probably about 7:15 getting over to Sideways. Your ticket, I did fail to mention, your ticket does include your first specialty drink that night as a thank you for joining us. But then I'm going to let Allie tell a little bit about the fun event that she's going to be doing at Sideways.
Okay, cool.
So once we get done and we have our stories going downstairs, then we will head upstairs and do our little bit of investigating on our own.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Let's get into that a little bit more, Allie. As far as investigating, what are you guys going to do?
So we'll have our REM pods set up, which will tell us what kind of energy is around us. We'll have our ovulus going, which it can speak through and give us words. And if it can piece together, it might match up with something or connect with someone. Mm-hmm. And we'll just see how it goes.
Very cool. Very cool.
We tested it out last week at Bradley Bank in the Main Street office. And I will say it was amazing because, you know, and obviously people are like, oh, well, you stretched it. And it was like, but one of the words that came out was like, it was somebody's name.
And I had no clue.
She had no clue. And all of a sudden I was like, and it's a unique name. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't like Joe. I was like, oh, no, yeah. It was a unique name. And she was standing at the top of the stairs at Kinship and it said her name.
Oh, wow.
And so it was like. Okay, because a couple of them we were like, well, could that be me? Could that be you? What is it? Who's trying to say what to us? But then when that one came out, we're like, okay, this is, really, cool, scary, and cool at the same time. So.
Right, absolutely. So that's coming up Friday, the Ghost Walk, yes. Haunted History Tour of Downtown Tomahawk. Jennifer, as you mentioned, you'll start at your office on Main Street in the Bradley Bank, Tomahawk Main Street. You get your passport, and then you guys will cruise downtown and have some spooky stories, it sounds like. Yeah,
we're very excited. And in fact, Tim, this is the first of three events that we're going to be partnering on.
Okay.
So what we're doing is these events that we're hosting with the Historical Society, we're raising the funds for that downtown historical marker.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes. And I'm super pleased to be able to say that we've had some more meetings with the State Historical Society. There was a little question about a little bit of our verbiage. And the team that we're now working with helped us kind of tweak that. And I have a feeling, I'm hoping and I'm being optimistic, which you all know is not Jennifer, but really that's how excited I am about this. I think within the next month or so, we are going to have that approved by the state and it's going to go to production. So
Sweet.
We'll be able to get that up.
And where is that again?
So that is going to be right on in the Boulevard. Currently, if you are at the South Tomahawk stop sign and you're going to go either left or right onto West Wisconsin, we have our current Main Street sign there. We're going to take that Main Street off, move it back down Tomahawk a little bit, and that historical marker is going to go right there.
Sweet.
Yeah, we're also working on a phase two where we're going to expand on the history right there in that Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And so we're just really excited for the future for our history downtown.
Yeah. That's really cool. And Allie, you've got to be a part of some of that planning, too. What does it feel like to see that's all come to fruition over years of hard work?
It's amazing. I'm so glad to see that it's all finally coming together.
Mm-hmm. And what exactly was your part of that? Just kind of some of the historical information that was needed?
Yep, just adding on and helping any way I can.
Sweet. Well, Jen, I think we covered the Ghost Walk.
Yes, we All did. Right. I'll just mention, like I said, it's going to be one of three. So if you do come and join us at Sideways, you actually will be a sneak peek of what our second event is going to be. And it's going to be amazing. Everyone is going to love it. Hopefully you can join us at Sideways. If not, we, of course, will roll it out to other folks. But meet us if you can't make at least part of the Ghost Walk. Join us at Sideways and join the investigation and hear where that's going to go from there.
That sounds great.
It is.
Your next event is coming up. It'll start this Saturday.
It is, yes.
Your Spring Fest Extravaganza.
Yes, it is. It's great. So we're very excited to have that back. This, I believe, is our fourth year of doing this. So We have the Easter Bunny comes on downtown, and he brings his little basket, and then he hides his eggs up and down Main Street. And so we invite folks to come downtown. They'll pick up a map at our participating locations, and then they walk up and down, check out our stores, and as they're in the participating stores, inside will be one of the Easter Bunny's eggs. So they find that egg, they let the folks know at the counter, and they'll get a little stamp. If they do 10 or more stops, they get a little Easter goodie bag to thank them for visiting our downtown. If they do 75% or more of the stops, they're entered into a grand prize drawing for a great big Easter basket that we'll be giving away on the last day, which is Saturday, April 4th. So you've got about a three-week mm-hmm. stretch to be able to get down and visit our stores.
Which is a really nice thing to just get some foot traffic, really. You know, you add these cool activities like the Ghost Walk, the Extravaganza. It helps get the foot traffic going, especially when it's a little slower this time of year.
Exactly. So we wanted, you know, people are getting a little stir-crazy, looking for something to do. So this is, you know, these are a little bit different activities. But, yeah, it gives you another way to check out our stores downtown and see what Tomahawk has to offer.
And, Jen, it looks like the drop-off locations are not only your Main Street office, but a couple more, too.
Yes, there's actually 22 stops that are going to be on there. So you've got, you know, plenty of opportunity on the back of the map. We'll have all the stops and their hours, too. That way, if you're kind of like, oh, I know I can only get down here for a couple days, mm-hmm. you can kind of make sure, you know, you can do it. But what's really going to be fun is what we've done in the past is usually the last day of the extravaganza is when we did our fun day. And then we realized, well, that's the last day. Everybody's kind of running, mm-hmm. getting ready for Easter. That's kind of silly. So we've swapped it up this year. So we're going to give it a shot, and we're going to kick off spring with our fun day. So that very first day of the scavenger hunt, we're going to be doing some fun activities. And the Easter Bunny is going to be coming downtown, so definitely want to check that out and get your picture taken with the Easter Bunny. Corner Pub, they have been really great in the past, and they do it every year, and they're partnering with Century 21, and they're going to be doing some bunny decorating and bunny stuffing, so you get to make your own little bunny to take home with you to celebrate Easter. Century 21 is going to actually have a cookie decorating station in their location. We've got several stops that are going to be having games and fun prizes as well. So it just keeps kind of building every year. We still have folks who are signing up. So definitely check out our Facebook page, our event there, and it'll have all the stops. And as we keep adding activities that day, we'll keep that up to date.
And again, that the big kickoff is Saturday, right?
It's Saturday, yep. Okay. So we're going to go looking for ghosts Friday night, and then we're going to go looking for the Easter Bunny on Saturday.
That's a great weekend.
It's a great weekend.
And for more information, Jennifer, you said that folks can check out your Facebook page.
Yes, Tomahawk Main Street. We're also on Instagram. And, of course, our website is tomahawkmainstreet.org.
Perfect. This is our Monday Morning Conversation. It's a Main Street Monday on WJJQ. And we're talking about the Ghost Walk. We'll recap that towards the end of the program. But I know, Jen, you had a couple things that are not right around the corner, but going to be here before we know it.
Yes.
You guys will be at the home show again?
We will. So please stop in. I mean, obviously, y'all know Home Sport and Travel Show is a fantastic weekend to come down and check out, obviously, the JJQ booth first. You know, I got to check out you guys first.
Thank
and
you.
Put those faces and names together. So that's always a good thing to do. But then, yeah, we'll be one of the booths there. So stop on in, say hi, learn more about what Main Street has going on.
That sounds good, and that'll be April 11th and April 12th at the Tomahawk School Complex, and as always, admission is free. I think it was, I was filling in for Zach, and you did your press release about your Fall Ride Raffle. Let's hit on that a little bit too, Jen, while we have a couple minutes.
Please, that's wonderful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, so it is the 45th anniversary here in our community, so we thought it would be great to do a fundraiser, and we're going to give away $4,500. So we have our big money raffle, so it is $100 a ticket, but we're going to do a minimum of 100 tickets, but a maximum of 200, so your odds are pretty mm-hmm. good. That top price is $4,000. We have $500 as our second place prize. And then our third place prize is two VIP meet and greet passes with our headliner. Now, if you want to know who that headliner is, you have to join us on Friday, April 24th at 6:30 at Strikers. We're going to be doing, we'll pull the winners of that raffle, but then we're also going to roll out our whole Fall Ride Weekend mm-hmm. music recap. And so this raffle is going to help us make sure that we can bring that nostalgic band down to our downtown. So we're very excited. And, you know, so if you want to get a ticket, JJQ here is a location that's selling the raffle tickets. We also have them at our office. They're at available at Honeycomb Loft, HMM Boutique, Sideways, Wine and Craft Beer. If you stop in at Crossbridge, Jessica Witte has them. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not sure if I said What's Brewing, yep. And then Tim Calhoun Agency.
Sure. So lots of places to get those tickets.
A lot of places to get those. And again, if you have any questions, always call Main Street office, sure. And I've got them there as well.
And in a perfect world, you'd love to sell all 200.
We would love to mm-hmm. sell all 200, because that's going to get us so much closer to being, to bring that band here. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I know folks are just chomping at the bit to know who it is.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
sorry. Our entire board doesn't even know. Our Fall Ride Committee is the only folks that know. So there's like five of us who know. Even our full board doesn't even know. So it's
well, that's good.
It's good. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So no, I'm sorry. We will not give a sneak peek. But join us April 24th. It's going to be fun. It's really exciting to be able to say 45 years that this event has been a part of our community. It means so much to all of our businesses. So really glad to be celebrating that. And it's 250-year celebration of our great nation. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what a fantastic time. Come to Tomahawk and party with us.
Perfect. So that'll be April 24th, Strikers Bowl, downtown Tomahawk, 6:30. We'll talk more about that as we get closer.
We sure will. Yep.
It is our Monday morning conversation on WJJQ. Jennifer Turkowitz and Alicia Krutke are my guests here this morning. Allie represents Tomahawk Historical Society, and not only do you guys help out Tomahawk Main Street, but you got a lot of cool stuff. For those that don't know about the Historical Society, I think it's a hidden gem here in Tomahawk.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about what you guys have to showcase for those that like to visit.
So we have the Schoolhouse Museum, which has so many cool artifacts that'll take you through the years through history.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have the Boathouse Museum right across the street.
Sure.
There's so much cool history in there, too. It's just definitely you guys should stop in anytime. It's free will donation. And just check it out.
And that's a volunteer organization like so many of ours here in Tomahawk are. And you guys are pretty dedicated to the history of Tomahawk, not only yourself, but the other members.
Oh, 100%.
And another thing you guys do periodically, too, is you have, like, special themes that you come up with, too.
Oh, yeah. We always try to keep it creative and different and just never know what we're going to come up with.
Awesome.
And we do, if it's okay, Tim,
yeah,
if I can
yeah,
quick
absolutely.
Do a shout-out to Bumper to Bumper, because Bumper to Bumper downtown has been really fantastic about sharing their windows with the Historical Society and letting them showcase different displays downtown as well. So not only are they like during the summer when the museums are open, mm-hmm. but they'll be throughout the year you'll see that they let them have their windows. So
very
do
cool.
different things. And I know they're working on a hockey one.
Yeah, Zach mentioned that in his news.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
very cool.
And what's cool too is if you have questions about the history, even like, the house you live in now or whatever, they are fantastic. You're just like, hey, I'm curious, what do you know? And they're like, oh, let me go down into that basement. Let me see what I can find for you. Mm-hmm. So
Allie, you guys on Facebook at the Historical Society?
Yes, we are.
Perfect. Yep. So if you want some more information about the Historical Society, just search it on Facebook and you'll get that right at the click of your mouse. So we've got that ghost walk. That's the big one coming up, Jen, on Friday. Let's just recap the event. Start at Main Street Friday evening,
yep.
afternoon. It's
yep.
afternoon, now,
afternoon.
That we, yeah,
yes.
afternoon now that we changed the clocks.
Yes, exactly. So we were originally going to do this in October, and October got a little full for mm-hmm. us. And so we thought, well, we still want to kind of be a little dreary, but we want it to be fun and everything. So we're taking the chance that putting it in March on Friday the 13th is going to work for us. But yeah, we think it was going to be a fun way to learn more about our history in a unique way, to find out what kind of spiritual activity we have downtown. So yeah, we're going to start at 4:30 to register, get your passport at Main Street, and then about 5 o'clock we're going to start walking. And it is a walking tour, but again, we'll be about every 20-25
sure.
minutes we'll be hitting a different spot, so there'll be time to rest and recap and everything. So
Allie, you have all the background on some of those ghost stories, and you mentioned a couple of the places. One was Walker's General Store, Standard Mercantile. What were the other ones that you kind of got some leads on, so to speak?
Strikers Bowling Alley, mm-hmm. Corner Pub, and Sideways.
All right. And Sideways is where you guys will end your evening, around 7:15 or so?
Yep. So that'll be the end there. It won't technically end. That'll be the start,
yeah.
but it'll be the ending location.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and we invite folks again. We really hope you'll join us, at 4:30 at the Main Street office. Come along for the ride with the rest of the stories, because we know that we've really got a lot of great folks participating. But if that just doesn't work, if you'd like to join us at Sideways, we're going to have then kind of open mic night. You know, like I said, Allie's going to show us the equipment, and we're going to do a little investigation there at the old surplus store, currently Sideways. But then we're going to invite folks to come out on the back patio. Steve is going to be making us s'mores, and we're going to have s'mores and tell ghost stories around the campfire. So love to hear other folks' experiences. And hopefully then that'll build our catalog, too, and potentially to do this again in the future with more stories and more stops.
Very cool. Well, ladies, hopefully we hit on everything that you guys wanted to get to here this morning.
I think we did good, Tim. Thank you.
All right. Well, you're very welcome. So for more information on Tomahawk Main Street, Jen, give us your information.
We are on Facebook and Instagram, Tomahawk Main Street. We have our own website, tomahawkmainstreet.org. And, of course, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. Give me a call, 715-453-1090.
And, Allie, the Historical Society, real quick, do you guys have hours during the spring, or is it more of the summer program?
It's more of a summer program.
Okay, and we'll hear more about that as we get to that. But on Facebook for sure.
Yes, definitely.
Well, ladies, I appreciate your time, and good luck with the ghost walk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There's Allie and Jen talking about some fun activities and Tomahawk Main Street, sponsored along with a lot of help from the Tomahawk Historical Society. The ghost walk, Friday. It'll start at Tomahawk Main Street office at 4:30. Then don't forget about the Spring Fest Extravaganza starting on Saturday in downtown Tomahawk.